Started. God has been so good to us. so that by grace we are among the living, we are counted among the living. Amen. And this is the first day of the third month of the year, which happens to be the beginning of the end of the first quarter of the year. The beginning of the end of the first quarter of the year. And so it's a critical moment. It's a very good and opportune time. So we want to fast like we already always do as a culture. We are fasting for the first 7 days, of the month, as we've already consecrated these days unto the Lord. So I want you to join me as we begin to lift our voices unto the Lord and bless Him and thank Him and give Him praise and give Him the glory for helping us even to come to the end of today's fast, marking the first journey, the first day of this journey. Let's adore Him. Let's give Him praise. He is wonderful. He is faithful. He is true. Let us sing together with the heavens, for God has done it. Let all the lower parts of the earth break forth into singing, even the mountains and the forest, every tree therein, for the Lord has redeemed us, and He's going to glorify Himself among us this month in the name of Jesus, the Redeemer of Israel. Oh Lord, we thank You. Today, once again, we stand in honor of all You've done. We stand in awe of who You are, and we bless You. Jesus, we bless You. We thank You, Holy Spirit, for Your leading. Thank You for strength. Thank You for the power to come this far in this journey. Thank You. Thank You for Your sustenance. Thank You for the focus, the capacity You built in us and You are building in us. We thank You for the end of the first 2 months of this year and the progress we've seen in our lives. Hey, how Your faithfulness keeps enduring in every area of our lives. Oh God, we bless You. Oh Lord, we lift You high. Oh Lord, we honor You. Oh Lord, we adore You. Oh, faithful are You, God, King of kings and Lord of lords. Hey, we proclaim Your name that You are Adonai. You reign alone as Lord of all. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, King of kings. Thank You, King of kings. Beginning and the end. Even as You begin today's journey with us, we pray that Your faithfulness will carry us through. Let Your faithfulness see us through. Let Your faithfulness carry us through to the end in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, carry us up on Your wings and bear us up in Your arms, oh God. Hey, from today, marking the first day of this journey to the end, in the name of Jesus, Alpha and Omega. Hey, we relinquish. Hey, we abandon ourselves unto You. All we are, all we have, and we commit this journey into Your hands. We pray that all who are journeying together with us, Lord, who are present here and who may not be able to join these meetings, in the name of Jesus, whoever is listening at this time, let this meeting be a blessing to them in the name of Jesus. We pray that, Lord, in one faith, in one accord, You strengthen everyone, empower everyone, protect everyone, grant us the focus, the capacity, oh God, to go through this journey, in the name of Jesus. Let not our sacrifices be in vain. Let not our expectations be cut off, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank You. We bless You. We adore You. Faithful One, we know You are here. We know You will hear us. We know You've already seen us through. We proclaim Your reign. We declare Your will. Take control in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to tell God that, Father, purge my heart, my conscience, my mind with the blood of Jesus from all sins. Cleanse me. even as I come boldly to the throne of grace to receive forgiveness. In Jesus' name, lift your heart, lift your voice, begin to talk to God. Father, we ask that you cleanse us. Father, purify us. Purify my spirit from all stain or impurity. In the name of Jesus, purify my heart, purify my spirit, O God, from all impurities, contamination, stains. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you purge my soul, my conscience, my mind, my intellect, my willpower, my emotions. Hey Lord, from everything that doesn't look like you, help me, Jesus. Empower me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I receive forgiveness. We receive forgiveness of all errors, sins, mistakes, misdeeds, in the things we should have done that we failed to do, in the thing that we did, oh God, that we did wrong, contrary to your will. We pray that you wash us clean, make us whole, spirit, soul, body. In the name of Jesus, thank you for cleansing us. Thank you for making us whole. Thank you for the forgiveness of sins. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we bless you. Now, you want to pray in the language of the Spirit. Continue to lift your voice and build yourself up. Charge yourself up. Climb higher. Climb higher and higher. Ascend, ascend, ascend into the realms of God. This is the time to escape all limitations of the flesh. Every hold of the flesh as you build yourself up on the most holy faith. Your spiritual tabernacle, begin to journey.
Nobody comes to you and returns back the same way. Nobody comes to you, Jesus, and comes back the same way they came to you. They must be changed from glory to glory. So here I am, oh, I am standing in your presence. Here in your presence there is fullness of joy, pleasures forever. There are answers in your presence, deliverance in your presence, healing in your presence, liberation in your presence, direction in your presence, instruction in your presence, change and flow in your presence. Miracles and signs and wonders happen in your presence. I am standing in your presence.
You are being strengthened, you are being empowered. The Holy Ghost, let me cost Imalabahaya. He's releasing her, he's releasing strength, let me cost her, he's touching her, and let me take the copia, a Maroman water, for we understand her that likewise her, a more cavani, this Holy Ghost, this sweet spirit, this precious Holy Ghost, he help our infirmities, he helps our infirmities, for we know not, let take a benua cape, let me copper water, but it takes a hold together with us, in groanings, in groanings, which cannot be uttered. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, set yourself on fire, set yourself on fire, latch on to the spirit, he given power to the weak, to them that have no mighty, increase strength, he given power to the weak, to them that have no mighty, he increase strength. You are at the place of your advantage, you are at the place of your strength, you are at the place of your help. Thank you, Lord.
You answered his prayer and you turned his life around.
Thank you, Jesus.
The way Esther came into your presence. And from a slave girl, she became a queen. That is how I have come to your presence. I am standing in your presence. The way David came into your presence and he never lost a battle. That is how I have come into your presence. In the company of angels, innumerable angels, we have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, to the new Jerusalem, the company of the firstborn, the assembly of the firstborn, where Jesus is the captain and the head, firstborn among the dead. Here we have a ritual. It is the sprinkling of the blood, the blood of Jesus, that speaks better than the blood of Abel.
You're welcome once again. God bless you for joining. God bless you for listening. God bless you for partaking in fellowship. Hallelujah. The meditation zone for today is taken from Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Apostle Paul's letter to the church in Philippi. The New Living Translation says, no, it says, no, dear brothers and sisters, I am still not all I should be. There is more in God to explore, so there is more I can become as I keep exploring. It says, but I am focusing on all my energies on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. The New International Version says, brothers, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, one thing, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. Thank you, Jesus. Then the King James Version of Philippians 3:13 has it this way, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. As I meditated on this verse, The Holy Spirit made me understand that there are things behind and those things before. In between these things, we have the present. In between these two categories of things, the things before and the things behind us, we have those things in the present. The Holy Spirit made me draw my attention to Philippians 3:13, the New Living Translation version. But before I share what I have to share, it's interesting to see how that all these versions are talking about one thing. That means that no matter how many things we are involved in, our lives should always revolve around one thing. That is God. And the need to press forward, the need to advance, one thing. You may be a jack of all trades, but you must master one thing. Many things, a lot of things probably have preoccupied you, but one thing. One thing. And that one thing should be the fuel that sustains, that empowers all other things that you do. If we are going to see advancement this month, as the Holy Spirit has spoken to us, we must become people of one thing. Spending time with God, prioritizing the things of God, advancing the kingdom, doing the works of the Father, shining as lights. Hallelujah. Zion, the city of the living God, to the new Jerusalem. One thing. The company of the firstborn. One thing. Of the firstborn. Oh, where Jesus is the captain and the head. God, the firstborn among the dead. Now, the Holy Spirit also drew my attention that when you have that one thing, you focus your energies on it, your strength. You shall love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy might, with all thy strength. All our energies, everything within us. Because from this, God is able to make every other blessing proceed. Hallelujah. It's important we focus our energies instead of dissipating them. We focus them on the one thing. And as we focus this one thing, we should have an advancement mindset, a progress mindset, a forward-looking mindset, not so consumed at all, consumed with the past or what is behind, but we look, engage the faculties of your eyes, your minds, your imaginations towards the future. Look, that is how you look, you gaze forward into the future. To do that, we have to forget the past. You can't carry both with you. Sometimes our past can become weights that drag us backward, or that cause us, they beset us, they cause us to, you know, to become distracted or sometimes frustrated, or to lose our focus on the bigger picture, what lies ahead. He says we have to forget the past, and when we're able to do that, we can take a hold of the future. When we are able to forget the past, we can take a hold of the future. When we are able to forget the past, we can take a hold of the future. If we are able to forget what is behind, we can strain toward what is ahead. Amen. So, sometimes forgetfulness is a gift. Forgetfulness can be a gift. Forgetfulness can be a gift. It can be a blessing. If we can forget the right things, I mean, we can exercise and train ourselves to forget the wrong things and remember the right things, then it means we can reach forward to those things which are before us. Amen. Amen. Forgetting. So before we transition to prayers, what are some of the things you have to forget in order to reach forward for what is ahead? Are you a man or a woman of one thing? Do you count yourself to have already apprehended? Do you think you have arrived? Complacency mindset. Complacency attitude can become the greatest obstacle to advancement, to progress. Apostle Paul, with all his experiences, said, I count not myself to have apprehended. I count not myself to have apprehended or to have taken a hold. Do you think you have apprehended? You've arrived in your Christian walk? Do you think you have money enough? Are you satisfied with the little you have achieved? If not, what are some of the things you must forget? What are the things you have to leave behind? These are the questions I'll leave us with. I pray that may complacency and arrival mindset, may it never be our portion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to get into our first prayer point. The city of the living God, to the new Jerusalem, the company of the firstborn, the assembly of the firstborn, where Jesus is the captain and the head, firstborn among the dead. Here we have a ritual. It is the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus, that speaks better things than the blood of Abel.
God bless you for helping me with the scriptures. Our first prayer point. Dear Father, as I surrender all that I am to you in holy reverence, throughout this journey, build in me the capacity to receive more of your spirit, your love, your grace, your strength, your glory, your power, your lifting and rest, through the enabling power of the Holy Ghost, for the advancement of your kingdom, my destiny, and family in this season and beyond, in Yeshua's name. So this is a prayer of surrender. It's a prayer for capacity building, and it's a prayer for lifting and advancement. And the anchor scriptures are 1 John chapter 1 verse 16. Bible says, of his fullness and of Jesus's fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. So as Jesus has been made grace personified unto us, out of his fullness, every day we can download new measures of grace. New measures of grace. But to receive more of this grace, we have to build capacity. So we are asking God, our Lord, build capacity in us to download more grace for what is ahead. Kingdom advancement, for lifting, for empowerment, for strength, in the name of Jesus, by your spirit. 2 Samuel chapter 22 verse 33, Bible says, God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. Oh God, be our power, be our strength, in the name of Jesus. You want to lift your voice and let us begin to pray. Oh capacity, oh God, Holy Ghost, capacity, let the go shana masa. Limo casu te velebede, rete coshanima lavada, ele coshka to di bicabrani, la baroski cabrando shenemete, le corama saviate, le comaradiataya. A dear Father, as I surrender, as we surrender all that we are into you in holy reverence throughout this journey, building us the capacity to receive more of your spirit, more of your love, more of your grace, your height, your glory, your power, your left and your rest, the overwhelming power of the Holy Ghost, for the advancement of your kingdom, in my destiny and family, in the season and beyond, in Yeshua's holy name, Father, as I surrender all that I am to you, Holy Presence, throughout this journey, the capacity, to receive more of your spirit, more of your love, more of your grace, more of your strength, more of your glory, more of your power, more of your love, more of your rest, through the healing power of the Holy Ghost, for the advancement of your kingdom, in my destiny, in family, in the season and beyond, in Leko Shalamana, more love, more grace, Leko Fa'in.
I am standing in your
presence.
Let my worship rise to you. The way Esther came into your presence. I'm from a slave girl. She became
next
queen.
Jabez
around, around.
The scriptures for the next prayer point are taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 36, verse 1. Bible says, "Then Raut, Bezaleel, and Aholiab, and every wise-hearted man, in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary, according to all that the Lord had commanded." Then Raut, Bezaleel, and Aholiab, and every wise-hearted man. How did he become wise-hearted? They became wise-hearted because God, the source of all wisdom and understanding, had put wisdom and understanding in them. And there is wisdom and understanding that makes us have the knowing of how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary, according to all that God commands. Amen. John 16:14 says, "He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it to you." So the Holy Spirit receives from God and makes us know that which God would have us do. He is our help, our guide, our comfort, our advocate. Psalm 19 verse 12 says, "To teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." How is he going to teach us? He will receive, the Holy Ghost will receive from God and show unto us, so we can number our days, so we can put our days to the best of use, so we can plan our days. Want to lift your voices and pray and say, "Father, give me wisdom, understanding, and the ideas needed to plan, to keep planning, in fact, and to keep living the God life you've ordained and instructed me to live in 2024, just as you have designed and commanded. Help me live above all the elements of the world. Teach me to redeem the times and apply my heart unto wisdom in this season throughout 2024 and beyond in Yeshua's name." Lift your heart and say, "Father, give me wisdom. Lord, give me wisdom, understanding, and the ideas that will help me plan and keep planning 2024, and to live and keep living the God life in 2024 as you have designed and commanded me to be. In the name of Jesus Christ, help me live above all the elements of this world, all the problems and the troubles of this world. Teach me to redeem the times and apply my heart unto wisdom in this season throughout 2024 and beyond. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice. Hey,
Jesus, make oh mama fire of the Holy Ghost. Let me take it. Let me cut it. Let me cut it. Mola kabale. Let me what I have. Let me what I have.
Third prayer point. Father, as we, Burning Ones Revival Network, as we look up to you for the light of divine establishment, enlighten us and let not our faces be ashamed. Light up our candles and cause us to burn brighter, hotter, and continuously for advancement in spiritual establishment right now in this season of 2024 and beyond in Jesus' name. I say, Father, as we, members and the people and the nation of Burning Ones Revival Network, look up to you. We look up to you, Lord. Our servants look up to their masters. Amen. Take over. I will look up to you for the light of divine establishment. Oh, enlighten. Hey, enlighten us and let not our faces be ashamed. Light up our candles. In fact, God, cause them to burn brighter in the name of Jesus. Cause them to burn brighter, hotter, hotter. Let our flames burn hotter and continuously for the advancement in spiritual establishment. Hey, right now, in this season of 2024 and beyond, in the name of Jesus. For your word says in Job 33, verse 30, that to bring back his soul from the pit, to be enlightened with the light of the living. Let all people whose spirits and souls are becoming spiritually dead and cold, whose spirits are waxing cold, whose spirits are in the pit, whose souls are in pit and captivity, Lord, enlighten them with the light of liberation, liberty, the light of the living, quicken them with the light and the life of the living, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Psalm 18, verse 28, for thou would light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness, for thou will light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness, enlighten our darkness.
darkness. Hey, light our candles, cause us to burn brighter in the name of Jesus. Psalm 34 verse 5, your word again says, they looked unto him, hey, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. As we look up to you, we look unto you this evening, hey, Markova, hey, let us be lightened, hey, let us be lightened, our spirit be lightened, hey, be activated, and our faces not be ashamed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let me go satina mate, hey, lata kaze, hey, beloved, you want to lift your voice, rico shate be kombala dize, me le ko safaya, le ko satatata, radiako, 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 by the power of the Holy Ghost. Light up every member,
Said, O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. In by terrible acts of righteousness, this God does great things. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. In Revelation 3 verse 2, it says, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Advancement also means a move towards perfection. It means a move towards growth. It is a move towards completion and maturity. So it is one of the things that can hold us back. We realize from Philippians chapter 3 verse 13, Apostle Paul says, I count not myself to have apprehended. It means that irrespective of the state, my level of spiritual growth and maturity, I don't count myself to be perfect yet. I don't count myself to have it all together yet, because that kind of mindset is a limitation. It will not allow me to press forward towards the things which I want to press forward to. That kind of mindset is a limitation that will not make me a man or a woman of one thing. It will not make me look forward. It will not enable me or allow me to forget those things which are behind. It has its own limitations. So we have to be watchful. It's an alertness by the Spirit. It's a state of dissatisfaction. You are content in the Lord, all right, because godliness with contentment is great gain. You are content with God, what God is doing in you and doing for you and doing with you. But you are dissatisfied knowing there is more to be done, more to be achieved for the kingdom, more to be achieved, more that God wants to route in you. Levels in the realms of the Spirit to attain, dimensions to touch, realms to interact with. More of the stature, the fullness of the stature of Christ to grow into. So we want to be watchful and strengthen everything that remains. Amen. So that they don't die. So that our works will be perfect before God. So this is our prayer. The glory and strength of Israel, O God, who is the glory and strength of Israel, strengthen and empower us. Strengthen and empower us in our inner man by the Holy Ghost. Grant us power and increase us in strength for all spiritual, marital, academic, business, career, and family advancement in this season. Make our ways perfect and help us strengthen the things that remain so that they do not die. In Yeshua's holy name. In a season of advancement, two of your enemies are retardation or death. Anytime you are retarding, it's a slow fade to death. And number two, stagnation. And these are all products of complacency, counting complacency or pride or conceit. When we consider or count ourselves to have apprehended, to have arrived, that there is nothing more, we've seen it all. We want to pray. This should never be our point. You are saying together with me, the glory and strength of Israel. And as we personalize the prayer, we say, strengthen and empower me in my inner man by the Holy Spirit. Grant me power and increase me in strength for all spiritual, marital, relationship, academic, business, career, family, advancement, all round advancement in this season. Make my way perfect. For it is God who gathered me with strength and maketh my way perfect. Every crooked part in our lives, he makes perfect. In the name of Jesus, in this ministry, be made perfect. In the name of Jesus, to come to perfection, I already said, means to come to the place of growth, advancement, to approach completion. Perfection is completion. Perfection is maturity. Perfection is conformity to the image, the totality of the fullness of the stature and the image of Christ. So we want to lift our voices and begin to pray. Lift your voice, tell God that, oh God, Rashati Komave, Mondibala Subenekete, the glory and the strength of Israel. Hey,
Thou glory, thou glory, and strength of Israel, like Corona Moshandi Malate, Matebeko, Malimo Sate, Ibiakasu Telegade, Legade, my spirit, my soul, my body, every member of God was hurt, and you had never heard in our mind, by the Holy Spirit, God be here, and increase me, and pray for all spirits of my talk, and make a business, a career, a family advancement, and see that make my way perfect, and help me strengthen the things I will make, in Yeshua's holy name, O Roko Sadaya, O God, thou art terrible. Out of thy holy places, the God of Israel, you see that give us strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God, let me go Sapani Atale, Morakashi Piate, Koskina Masomele, Beleko Shabale, Mantabai, 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 Eretta Shada, Eretta Shada, Imoke Belege, Imoke Belege, Imoke Belege, Imoke Belege,
in the name of Jesus. God bless you for praying. May God hear the voice of your supplications and answer you in Jesus' name. Zechariah 4:9. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. It is a blessing when God is able to start something with you and finish it with you, so that you see the end of it, or the glory of it, and the blessing that comes with it, not only to you but to others, the lives of other people. It's a blessing. And that is why we want to pray according also to Romans chapter 8 verse 28. Bible says, and we know, we have this knowledge, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. According to his purpose, unless it deviates from his purpose. But if it's according to his purpose, then this is the knowledge and the mindset and the consciousness which we believers who are called according to his purpose should have, that all things will indeed work together. They have a certain synergistic, positive, and profiting effect or advantage to us as believers. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 24, the Bible says, faithful is he that calleth you, who will also, who also will do it. God, we know God is not only a caller, he is not a talker. God is not only one who shows, he is the real showman. He shows by action. He is an action God. He is a doer. He is a worker, the worker of righteousness. He is a performer. He performs all things that he promises. So we want to lift our voices and we are praying. This is our prayer. You're saying, Father, Father, by your mighty power, let the earth yield her increase to me, to me, my family. Remember your loved ones, remember burning ones. Let the earth, we are commanding the earth, to yield her increase to us. In the name of Jesus, in this season and month of March, cause all of creation, we are commanding all of creation to bring forth food and abundance of good things unto us. The earth, the firmament, all plants, all living things, we are declaring that the elements work for us, the wind, the water, the fire, the sun, the moon, the stars, may they all work together for us. Every way they have been programmed against our success, our progress, we deprogram, we nullify, we abort, and we command them. We reprogram all of creation, all the elements, to work for our benefits, including the earth. Cause all of creation to bring food and abundance of good things unto us. We are declaring that all things work together for our advancement, for the advancement of our good.
right now, in this season and month, even throughout 2024 and beyond, in Yeshua's name, Marco Lavina Sate, Dukaduski Kabinaya, lift your voice, lift your heart, Nekos Katabianto, oh Jesus, Ayate, Arakasha, Oleko Sadimalaya, Elelo Savina Kate, you who has created all things, for your pleasure, your pleasure, for your pleasure, you were created, Nama Freko Sibarote, Maradia. Maradia, because I declare that all things work together for the advancement of the people right now, in this month, even throughout 2024 and beyond, let all know that you are God. Let all know that you are God. In the hands of the foundation of the sons, the sons also shall finish it. The Lord of hosts.
Hey,
Hallelujah. God bless us for praying. This one was a marathon. God bless you. Our next prayer point, last but one, taken from Exodus chapter 9, verse 28. This was after Pharaoh had hardened his heart several times. In Exodus chapter 9, I think that at this time, God had plagued the land of Egypt with a plague of gnats and the frogs. Their waters were turned to blood, and there was so much problem in the land. After the plague of the gnats, which they called the finger of God, which the magicians of Egypt could not perform, Pharaoh said, "Entreat the Lord, for it is enough that there be no more mighty thunderings and hail, and I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer." In fact, before the hailstones, the plague of the hailstones, Pharaoh had agreed in Exodus chapter 8. He had agreed to let them go, but he said that he will not allow them to go far. Can you imagine? That is the rod of the oppressor. In the 10 verse 7, and Pharaoh's servant said unto him, "How long shall this man be a snare unto us? Today I pray that may God make you a snare unto your enemies in the name of Jesus." As God made Moses a snare, a terror to Pharaoh, his counselors, the magicians, and all the people of the land of Egypt, may God make you a snare to your enemy in the name of Jesus, so that the thought of you alone, your name, your presence, will frustrate, intimidate, and will terrorize them in Jesus' name. When you are in oppression, you don't sleep. You don't do things anyhow. You don't do hit and run kind of, you don't pray hit and run kind of prayers. And you don't pray prayers, you know, I call it the white man's prayer. Or the Catholic kind of, you know, prayer. Yeah. Oh, Jesus, dear Lord Jesus, you know, I stand before you as your son. I have battles to deal with. And Lord, you know, I don't have enough energy. I don't have strength. Only you can help me. I trust you. Help me, Lord. Holy Spirit,
you are my helper, help me, I don't have much strength. These are the white man's prayers. If you want to deal with oppression, you have to put on the garment of the African spiritual prayer warrior. It is not a time to do, dear Holy Ghost, sweet Holy Spirit, I love you. Don't let my enemies triumph over me. You know you're all of God, Jesus. No. Then maybe you haven't yet felt the weight of the rod of oppression yet. You push, you persistently strike, you persistently resist the oppressor's rule and rod. You persistently also torment and strike back. You put on your warfare regalia and you take the position of a warrior and you begin to execute judgment on the lives and the land of your oppressors. You begin to legislate from the courts of heaven, from the judicial perspective of Jesus's accomplished works, using the power of attorney in his name, hallelujah, and the boldness of his representative, that consciousness of being ambassadors, being the chips of the old block, being fashioned in like manner as Christ or as God, knowing that we are also gods. God told Moses, I have made you a god unto Pharaoh. God made Moses a god unto Pharaoh. Because in Egypt, one of the things they were used to was gods. They were used to dealing with different kinds of gods. They had gods for virtually everything. I think there's a movie, The Gods of Egypt or The Gods of Pharaoh, something like that. You see different gods, fertility, harvest, gods of the day, gods of the night, gods of a lot of things, rivers, waters, so many gods. It takes the consciousness of our identity to deal with the devil, the wicked devil, because he knows. And when you lose consciousness of your identity, he knows that you are weak in battle. Because when he came to Jesus, he says that if thou be and it's a state of being, you know? That is why we have to be concerned about being more than doing. He knew that Jesus' doing proceeded from his being. He says, if thou be the Son of God, if you are conscious of your identity and you are living it, then now do, perform from that consciousness. Turn this stone to bread. We want to release some judgment and break some bands of wickedness and execute the furious rebukes of God against our enemies and our foes. And Pharaoh's servant said unto him, how long shall this man be a snare unto us? Let the men go, that they may serve the Lord their God. Knowest thou not yet that Egypt is destroyed? We want to destroy the land, the strongholds, the habitations, the dwellings, the altars and the high places, the plans and the schemes, the plots and the devices, and the counsels of all wicked people against our lives, oppression against our loved ones, the members of burning ones, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. When you are in oppression, you have to get desperate. You have to become restless. You have to let the oppressor know you are restless. You are not giving up. You have to become restless. That's what God told. That is what Isaac told Esau. He told him that, I have already blessed your brother. He has carried and taken away all blessings. I was surprised when I read that in the scriptures the first time. How can you say, as a father, blessings are worse? How can you say then that you have given all the blessings away? Does it mean that the father's blessing is limited? Does it mean that his words were finished as a father?
So he could not say anything. Now he began to pronounce, I don't know whether to call it blessings or curses. He says, you will serve your brother. Your brother shall be this unto you. And in fact, if I were Esau, I wish I didn't even go there. Then he says, however, if you become restless, you will break his yoke from off of your neck. When you are dealing with yokes, in as much as we have access to the anointing or the fatness of God, we also need a certain persistent character trait called restlessness, consistency in battle, restlessness of our spirits and our souls, desperation to be set free or to set others free. Restlessness. When you do that, when you become restless, you will see the hand of God. Other than that, Pharaoh will allow you to go, but he will tell you don't go far, or leave some of your things behind, or he will tell you go for a season and come back to me. That is the spirit of Pharaoh. It takes a strong rod to break Pharaoh. The spirit of Pharaoh, see, 10 plagues, 10 solid plagues, persistent plagues, signs and wonders, and Pharaoh was still not, he wasn't convinced. The spirit of Pharaoh, even after 10 plagues, will pursue its victim, will pursue its object of affliction, even to the point of the Red Sea, not giving up yet, until it dies. The spirit of Pharaoh. You are praying that this year, Lord, every spirit of Pharaoh that has troubled any area of my life, in this month of March, this month of advancement, this month of progress, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let it be broken. Let it be broken. I am allowing it no more. Jehovah God, by your strong arm, compel every power of darkness and spirit of Pharaoh, delay my testimonies, any area of my life that has been held onto by the spirit of Pharaoh, so that my testimonies are being delayed or holding on to my breakthroughs and advancement. Lord, compel that spirit to release all my promotions, breakthroughs, testimonies, appointments, good news and blessings right now and throughout 2024. In Jesus' name, lift your voice. Rata koma lavina hasoye. Begin to pray. Mo katisha eladaya. Rata shada beko baladi. Hey, mo koma lavadose. Mo koma lua bade. Lagada lagadiata. Lagada lagadiata. Rasha dilo kena kons kabilo bade. Lagwati niko sendo bade. Ora shadi lo kena bade. Lagada lagwati niko. Jehovah God, by your strong arm, compel every power of darkness and spirit of Pharaoh, delay my testimonies, or holding on to my breakthroughs and advancements, to release all my promotions, breakthroughs, testimonies, appointments, good news, and blessings right now, and throughout 2024. In Jesus' name, let Kesota Palet, Maros, Kaduata, and the Cola, Ayada Gadet, Rekoski, Kaduani, Empire, Lava, the Gadet, Rebecca, Gadet, Rebecca, Gadet, Rebecca, Kabel, and the Coast, Kaban, Water, and the Nova, Ayanta, the Holy Ghost, Father, release angels to compel, release angels to compel, release angels to compel, a Rosha, Rataya, unto Pharaoh, gives up, and looks up. Thou hast brought forth the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and with wonders and with a strong hand and with a strike out hand and with great terror. Bring out your people, bring out your people from out of the land of Egypt with signs and with wonders and with great strong hand.
land. Bring my life out of every land of Egypt and of the wilderness and with wonders and with great terror in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Rataka Eloakabani Metonat.
In the name of Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:1. I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Hallelujah. Colossians 4:12. But Paul's testifying of Epaphras. He says, Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that he may stand perfect and complete in the will of God. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. We want to make prayers for the safety, the security, the prosperity of our family members, the nation Ghana, the sub-region West Africa, the continent of Africa, in the United States of America, North America, South America, Canada, the entire continent of Europe, and its countries and inhabitants, Asia, the Middle East, Madagascar, Australia, Marcovelos, Cavina. We are saying that, Lord, protect your people. Let them stand perfect and complete in all your will, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let all government be aligned to your will and your purposes, and every lost souls who are working in darkness, bring them to the knowledge of your will, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them come to the knowledge of your will. Father, remember our families, remember our churches, remember our loved ones in our countries. Convict the sinner and unbeliever in Jesus. Strengthen the weak, heal the sick, deliver the oppressed, prosper the righteous, and restore all people that walk in obedience to your will, even as you do same for us through our fasting and prayers in Jesus' name. Lord, remember, even as you are remembering us and answering our prayers on this journey today, marking the end of the first day of this 7 days journey, remember our families, mother's side, father's side. There are our loved ones, our destiny helpers connected to us, people who are channels of blessings to us. Lord, remember them. Remember them. Remember our local countries of residence, the countries of residence, our home countries. Oh, remember, oh God, convict them that are sinners in our families, sinners in all these countries around the globe, in the name of Jesus Christ. Convict them of their sins, and the unbelievers in Jesus. Bring them to repentance. Oh Lord, strengthen the weak. Strengthen them that are weak in faith, weak in the body, weak in the spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, strengthen the weak, heal the sick, deliver the oppressed, prosper the righteous, and heal and restore all that walk in obedience to your will, even as you do same for me through my fasting and prayers, in the name of Jesus. Beloved, lift your voice. Rakatoski kabenuata, in let the ghost kapiata, ayanta, mariata, hey,
Hey Lord, remember, hey, our families, remember our loved ones, our churches, our countries, hey, convert the sinners and unbelievers in Jesus, strengthen the weak, heal the sick, deliver the oppressed, prosper the righteous, and restore all people that walk in obedience to your will. Even as you receive communion, grow by fasting and prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. Want to continue now? Begin to thank God, begin to bless God for answered prayers. We want to continue and begin to bless God, begin to thank God, begin to adore Him for answered prayers in the name of Jesus. Thank Him for a successful end of day one of seven days fasting and prayers. Thank God for the successful end of day one. Thank Him for strength and capacity to begin the end of the first quarter of this year. This is the beginning of the end of the first quarter of 2024, because the month of March, the last month of the first quarter of this year. You want to tell God, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for helping us. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for bringing us this far. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your goodness. Oh God, the strength and the glory of Israel. Father, we thank you, Lord, we thank you, we honor you, we bless you, we give you praise. Thank you for answered prayers. Your name be lifted, your name be adored, your name be honored above every other name, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I declare and I decree over you this entire commission burning once. I declare that which held any aspect of your life back from January to now, may those chains be broken in the name of Jesus. Every limitation imposed on your mind, imposed on your thinking, that held you back, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we declare it broken in the name of Jesus. May God hear your prayers. May God answer your prayers. This year, may God advance you in every area in the name of Jesus. You will be advanced in your finances. May you advance in your prayers, your spiritual life. May you advance in your relationship.
May you advance in your business. You will advance in your career pursuit. You will advance in all things. In the name of Jesus, may God increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. In the name of Jesus, all bands of limitations are broken. In the name of Jesus, may God perfect, may God perfect, may God perfect, may God perfect, may God perfect every area of your life. Bring advancement to all areas of your life. In the name of Jesus, you will not be ashamed, you will not be ashamed, you will not be ashamed, you will be glorified, you will be glorified. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed, you are blessed, you are blessed, you are blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen. We continue. We shall come back again at 2200 GMT for our prayers for married people and single people, relationship prayers. Yes, that is 10 p.m. West African time or Ghana time. So you want to join us again at 10 p.m. for our relationship prayers. Amen. Until and our fasting continues tomorrow through to the 7th of March. So until we meet again, may the Lord bless and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance over you, give you peace, be gracious unto you, and give you peace in Jesus' name. You are blessed. Hallelujah. God bless you all for making it. I'll see you again on the other side. I love you all, but Jesus loves you more. Talk to somebody about Jesus. God is counting on you. Bye bye, bye bye, bye bye.
Put your hands together, come on.
Yeah. One.